The next day, before you have the chance to seek out the young priest, he finds you again. "Did you understand what you heard?" he asks. "There is a bishop," he tells you, "about your age, from Minnesota. He's been invited to these meetings because he's quite adept at creating believable stories. You're a journalist. You must be similarly skilled. It's merely a matter of substituting one for the other, you for him. You realize this is a dangerous mission. What's more, you're going into it blind, hardly knowing what you're spying on. But nonetheless, you accept the young priest's offer and spend the next several days in close consultation with him, learning how to behave as a Midwestern bishop. He acquires a set of robes and a hat, and finally, with your heart pounding, you're sent off to the next meeting. What's happened to the real Midwestern bishop, you have no idea. In the meeting, you hear the most shocking of facts, and it is only your coaching that keeps you from blowing your cover. The church is involved in cloning experiments, was in fact one of the secret backers of the South Korean geneticists in the news so recently. Finally, a high-ranking priest who's obviously been involved in these meetings for a while turns to you. "We need to fill you in," he says. "Your job is to handle the story for us, make it believable. Our geneticists have been using a relic, believed to be Jesus's foreskin, trying to extract the DNA. We're hoping to hasten the second coming," he says. "This world has gone on long enough." You're stunned. Do you loudly vow you won't be a part of such unethical experiments? If so, go to track 4. If you realize you better play along, go to track 16.